Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you do that. Now, look, if you head out to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live and you can listen live and all that. But, you know, I kind of beg you at the beginning of every hour, give me your email address. I only send out one email a week. I don't beat you up with them. I hate being beat up myself with them, so I'm not going to do it to you. Let you know who's coming on, what we're going to be discussing, what we're going to be doing. And frankly, if you don't want to do that, then there's another way. You can get, what are they called? You can get text alerts. That's what they're calling them. All right, text alerts. And a text alert will at least let you know the show starting and, you know, who's going to be on and what we're going to be discussing and what's crawling in my bonnet this weekend, this week, whatever. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, so I'm watching all these people across the country, elected officials, police, and a small amount, don't get me wrong, of the police and the National Guard. I mean, a large amount, frankly, of the elected officials. So it's almost like it's the Pied Piper. BLM is running around. You have to bow. You have to this. I was watching ads, or not ads, but what do you want to call it? Outtakes? Because that's how stupid they are. They've got to be outtakes. Where BLM leaders across the country are talking about how the white people, we have to comply. No, you have no say in the matter. You have to comply. It makes no sense. You know why? Because they're complying. They're doing exactly what they're not supposed to be doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, it's almost like the same people who scream about bullying are going to bully you into doing what they believe you ought to be doing. There's no discussion. None of that. Do it this way or else. Do it this way or you don't care. Do it this way or you're not part of the team. I don't even know. I don't even know how they justify this. Send me an email, Joe at the Real Side. Let me know what you truly think. Now, I kind of already know the answer to this question, but I'm not a professional, so I really can't give you all the answers that I would love to give you. But when everything is Trump's fault, when you're sitting there talking to somebody who's, look, I've got a lot of Dem friends I can sit and talk with, and it's cool, and it's good. But when you're sitting there with a Democrat friend, and within the first few sentences, you can tell they've already got an answer for you. They've already got a way they're going to respond to you. And the eyes kind of glaze over. They go into that Borg mode, you know, for you Star Trek friends. And they're sitting there, and you say to them, well, okay, let's talk about Joe Biden. Right? They hid the comment about the 10 to 15% of Americans are bad. Just bad people. Well, was he talking about the people in jail? No, he was talking about Trump supporters. Very specific. Now, how does that play out? How does he sell that, if you would? I don't know how he makes that happen. And again, you know when you talk about that, when you talk about those little innuendos that they throw out there, and the mainstream media just kind of shrugs them off, doesn't do anything with them. And then you've got the woman that he sexually assaulted. They didn't do anything with that. They didn't spend. If you added up all the stations that talked about there about that, you probably couldn't get 10 minutes in a matter of months. Did she get heard? Did she get what was due her? I don't think so. Not at all. And it just ain't right. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and just tweeting. Now, I know that the police unions are being pummeled over what's going on. They want, you know, the elected officials want them to get in line, or else. And you know what I mean by or else, right? Let's not be stupid. And they don't care. I'm telling you, they don't care. They want their money. They want their dues. And they're willing to throw rank and file under the bus to make it happen. They need to open their mouths, just like they do when a Republican is running. Just like they do when a Republican makes promises or said they will do or what have you. You know, it's funny how the fire department, the police department, all of them go running towards. I always see, you know, the fire department behind so-and-so and so-and-so. But yet they're the first ones that want to cut your money. They're the first ones that will cut the dollar amount that you're going to get. How did that happen? What is that all about? How they make that, well, I know how they made it stick. It's wrong, but I know how they made it stick. And it's never going to get better. Not unless you start pushing back. You guys, and you know, you policemen or what have you, we don't cut, the Republicans don't tend to cut your salary or come after you. Same thing with the military people. We don't tend to want to cut your salary, cut your, none of that. But every time a Democrat president gets in office, go look at one of the first things that they do. They get the pen out and they cut the defense budget. What kind of sense does that make? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Dr. B joins me. He's got a lot to say. I guarantee it. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to MySolarBackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at MySolarBackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls. You're them back. Good girls, straight masterpieces. Silent,
quiet, living it on in the city. 855-Joe, 855-732-5563. Come on, really, make it your show. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Before I bring her on, because I know you're all waiting for it, let's see what Ed from the great state of Washington. Oh, God, Ed, I my heart goes out to you, man, because Washington's not doing much better than some of these other places.
Oh, you know, I've been talking to people outside our country, and some aren't thinking about coming back because, despite what the other countries have, we're the same as they are now, allowing this to happen. But I want to talk about BLM. I think they need to what they've morphed into, which was a good intention at the time when they started this movement. It's been bastardized. I think they need to add an acronym. It should be BLMM, which is Battery Looting Mayhem Matters.
You know what? It makes sense based on what they're doing. It really does.
That's all I'm doing. I'm giving them credit for what they've morphed into. And the shame on them, because those people that did start out, the original intent, were earnest.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and it's too bad they allowed a militant group to take them over, and their message is getting lost in the violence, message is getting lost in what's happening with them having everybody bow at the knee and all that other fun stuff. You know what I'm saying, Ed?
I don't understand that. Nobody allows me, I mean, nobody demands from me to drop to my knee except if I'm praying for a miracle. And other than that, nobody, you know, that's all. Or if I'm giving a special tribute to the friends of mine that have died for this country in military service.
Well, Ed, I'm in, you know, we're in 100% agreement here. I appreciate your call. I appreciate you listening. And we'll get back with you later. Thanks a lot, Ed.
Bye.
All right. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me as she does every week now. Love having her on the show, and maybe she can help. I was going to say bring some sanity, but you can't bring sanity from actual lunacy, right? She's got an MS in counseling and psychology. She's also she works great with young people, teens and such. And maybe she can explain. I don't even know what to call this stuff. You can't even call it Trump derangement syndrome. Because it really has nothing to do with Trump, with some of the stuff these people are doing. Right, Dr. B?
It's beyond that. Yes, right. You are so right.
But listen,
I hate that you're right.
What?
This isn't Trump derangement syndrome. This has nothing to do with Trump.
That's
he
right.
didn't do anything.
No. So,
oh, wait, he did.
What would cause...
He held a Bible
he got
up
elect-
at a church.
He got elected. That's
Sorry.
What happened. So,
yes.
So, all right. So, from a mental health standpoint, what causes it's almost like a group effect. All these white people drop to their knees. They're begging for forgiveness. They're sorry for what's happened to these people, and what's happened to the black community in the past is horrific. It's terrible. I get it. But watch these people. It doesn't even look like fear. It almost looks like blankness. I don't get it. How does one lord over somebody like that mentally?
It is definitely psychological. It's just that cult mentality. I want to say Stockholm syndrome. You know, we've been kind of glazing our eyes over at the media, and they kind of own us right now. They don't own me. But if that makes sense, the media has become our family and our friend, and they are our enemy. And like with Stockholm syndrome, right, you keep looking at it and watching it and being with these people enough, they do no wrong. Do you see the kind of the connection there? So we have that. It is the same parts of the brain that would light up as in Stockholm syndrome with kidnappers. If anybody doesn't know what that is, you know, it was a case, and it's were kidnappers, and there have been several. You wonder why they don't run away. These people can keep them in their homes. They can start taking them to the store, and they don't run away. The kidnappees do not run away, and it's because of the psychological thing in their head that just clicks over that, you know, for fear, anxiety, that they owe them something, that they don't want to hurt them at this point because of this sick kind of twisted relationship that has been formed. And I see that with the media and the rest of the country right now. You become blinded to it. And if you tell them that's what it is, they're like, no, no, no. And they rationalize it away. And that's exactly what I see happening right now.
I don't understand. I watch these people almost hypnotically controlled by the people running BLM. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's almost like you have to do this. You've got elected officials. They're not just dropping to a knee. A couple of them were flat out, down on their bellies, like something you would see a dictator do to somebody else. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Total control.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and God, and you know, this is where my God comes in, my Christianity comes in, and he made us to be psychological. He made us to try to understand the brain. You know, there's such a scientific, beautiful part to God, and psychology is a big part of it. It doesn't have to be the secular Freudian buy-in psychology, but it is very psychological how we work. That's the word we use, and we all were made to serve a master, and we were all made to worship a master. And if you don't have God at the center as your master, then you will just pick whatever the master of the day is. And right now, it's these groups. Right now, it's this community. And it just blows my mind because it's not even a certain race or a certain age or a certain sex that is falling for this and actually bowing down. There's a church actually in San Diego where they asked everyone to just take a knee for the black community and had all the black, the African American parishioners stand up.
A church?
At a church, and I'm not going to say the name, a very popular church in Southern California. And I'm like, what? What? I mean, it's okay if you want to talk about, you know, issues and sin, but to do that, you know, Terry Crews himself, right? You know, Terry Crews,
right?
You know, actor. I don't know if you talked about the wave of backlash he got on Sunday for just saying that this is an equal issue on both sides, and that what all BLM is doing is putting themselves above whites and called them black supremacists. Did he get called?
Oh, I'm sure he did. But
he said equality is truth. We're all in this together. This is not, I mean, if you do it the other way around, then it's black supremacy. That's not the answer. So I appreciated that. That took a lot of guts for him to stand out. And that is truth. He gets it. And I know he's a very solid Christian, and I just got to think that he understands that we all have the desire to serve a master, meaning we're not slaves, but we have a leader, and that has got to be God. It's got to be the cross.
Right.
And if not, this is what happens. Psychologically, we are a wreck because we don't know up from down, and our idols will change every single day.
Well, but I tell you what's even better is I'm watching. First of all, I'm watching the black BLM leaders attack black cops, black firemen, other black people. Right. So
yes.
And you go, wait a minute. I thought all black lives matter. Did the 18 or so black kids that got killed this weekend in Chicago, did they matter? Apparently not. But
yeah, right?
Yep. Right here in America, these flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After this weekend, painted in bright yellow letters outside the White House are the words "Defund the Police," which is a rallying cry for a movement to combat police brutality and racism that has exploded across the nation. And President Donald Trump says that will not be happening in America.
We can't give up the finest law enforcement anywhere in the world. There's nothing like it. Few people, few countries have our record. And I'm talking about the positive record. So we're going to be discussing some ideas and some concepts and some things. But we won't be defunding our police. We won't be dismantling our police. We won't be disbanding our police. We won't be ending our police force in a city. I guess you might have some cities who want to try, but it's going to be very sad situation.
Attorney General William Barr has maintained a more hopeful rhetoric that police reform could be achieved without defunding the police. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Yeah, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I mean it sincerely. Really, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. Take a look around there, you know, read the stories, comment on the stories. Give me your email address so I can send out an email every week. Or if you don't want that, you can always get text alerts by simply texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Let me bring her on because I love having her on with us. She brings a whole different perspective to what we're doing. Confuses me even more than I was confused before because she uses a lot of those $6 words that I have. Don't even know how to spell. Anyhow, Dr. P joins me. She does every week, and I appreciate her time with us. She's got an MS in counseling psychology, and she works with a lot of young people, helping them deal with, you know, anxiety and depression and so forth. Dr. B, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time so much.
Oh, my gosh. Always. I could do this for a living. So fun. Educating. Hey, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit, you know, about two things, how this all affects our kids, but also to those in the mental health profession, that there's a wave of discrimination coming our way. I've already been discriminated against. And as a therapist, there's a group I follow, Help a Reporter Out. It's called HARO, H-A-R-O. And I get asked to do interviews on parenting, on teens, and just really reach out. I'm reaching out right now, and it's usually for free. I don't get paid for it. It's just how I like to serve my community. So I've been reaching out to a lot of my reporter friends on this, and not friends, just some reporters. And I keep getting it, you know, for the next month or so, we're not going to be calling on you because you're not African American. And so I'm like, well, I'm not able to give advice to families on how to work with the riots and how, you know, the mental health aspects. And they said, no, all we want is African American psychologists and mental health professionals.
Wow.
And I'm just, yes, and I'm blown away. And so I've been doing some research, and I found that new websites have now popped up as well. And not that I think these are horrible things in and of itself, but where are the Asian and the American Indian and the, you know,
Italian,
European and Italian, right? And so some of them are, here's one website, it's called Therapy for Black Girls. If you can only be a black woman or girl to get therapy, which is fine, but where is their counterpart, right? There is the Loveland Foundation, and it only offers financial assistance to black women and girls seeking therapy. There's no financial assistance for Asians. There's no financial assistance for teens in crisis of any other color. And then there's now the Black Emotional and Mental Health Virtual Therapist Network, and you have to be a black therapist to join it. And I just, and that's fine. I just want, if they truly want, if we all truly want equality, then we can't push this narrative now. We can't go over center the other way. And I'm sure people don't agree with me. Call in and tell me. That's fine. I'm just all about being equal, right? Especially mental health.
They say they want equality. Right, right.
And then I see all this, and there are more and more and more. I can keep going on to all these websites that are popping up. You know, for people, only African Americans. And I'm like, you know, just like Uber Eats, right? They are not charging any African American businesses. They've waived all their fees. And I just talked to some Asian friends who are hurting because of the coronavirus. They could really use that deal and called them to see. And they're like, absolutely not. You do not suffer like these people have suffered. And I just, and this is just what they reported to me. And so there you go.
I don't even know. I don't, listen, I don't know where you go with that. And you and I were talking about this earlier, and I asked you, being the ignorant guy, I didn't go to Kalaji for any of this. I don't understand how it works. But you do. So I'm sitting here, and I said to you, it doesn't, when it comes to psychological matters or even health matters to a big degree, it doesn't matter what color you are. Mentally, your brain works a certain way, and it doesn't matter what color, what size, whatever you are. And at the basic foundational level, it's a starting point for psychiatrists and what have you, right? They don't say, okay, well, before you come in, what color are you, so I'll know how to study your brain to get an idea of what you're going through, right?
Not at all. You know, and I've seen, I have had the pleasure of seeing people from all over the nation, you know, and of all kinds of races and ethnic backgrounds. And I think that's the beauty of therapy. It'd be really boring if I was just seeing, you know, like one certain person all the time. And I appreciate it. And part of what I love to do, and I think I've talked to a lot of friends, I just did a poll on Facebook to say, you know, click like if you have never, if you don't, do not judge people on their color, you know, and it's like, it's, people are like, no, I don't, or they treat them differently.
You,
we'll treat them differently.
You lit it on fire, didn't you?
You know, I mean, we'll see. I'll go look at it later. I'm not sure what that's going to be like. But I, part of it is asking them, how does it affect you? And I love learning about it. So, but our brain is not different. You know, God did not make our brains different systematically. You know, they're just not different. As yeah. far as who we are, except for male and female. So, yeah, this is, it's well, all very interesting. I really want to look at all these rioters' brains because I'm curious if the part that the prefrontal lobe belonging to a cult area is lit up. I think it would be just a really interesting study to see, you know, to really pinpoint what is at the base of this. And of course, I think it's the heart.
But they're not. But they're not gonna. Yeah, but they're not gonna. Doesn't matter what you say to them. They're not gonna believe you anyhow. But I, you know, do I do get a big kick out of this because, again, the reality back to foundationally, everybody's body, foundationally now, everybody's body would have you know, the same basic premise. They work the same basic way, and then you have your variants from there. When it comes to black and white issues, and I don't mean that as a right, wrong, or anything like that, but I'm saying when people of color, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, I mean, we all, somebody suffering with depression at the clinical level, it's the same basic stuff. It's just what causes that depression. Am I wrong?
Yes, no, it is the same basic, yes, ideology, the same basic symptoms, the same basic pathology going on, and what causes it is different in everybody, in every age, in every background. So they're, yes.
Yes. So if somebody has a fare of flying, but let's say you have three clients this morning, right? One's at 9, one's at 10, one's at 11, okay? First time you're seeing them. And they all have a fare of flying. Just so happens you hit the jackpot. Same issue for the morning. And one is black, one's white, one's Asian. Are you going to deal with them any differently in starting off to getting to know them and what caused this?
Absolutely not. My questions will all be the same. The answers will all be different.
You racist,
that's
you.
That's the beauty. I'm working with them. It absolutely does not. I really don't discriminate. I'm excited about the human brain and the human mind and how it works. And honestly, if people could just show up at the door and hand me their brain, that would be so exciting to me. You know, I don't even see the person.
Come back in
a
week.
Weirdest thing.
I'll work on it.
Exactly. I just see your brain. When you walk in, I know as weird as that seems, I'm just like, ooh, I know what's going on in your brain because I've studied, you know, the psychopathology of it. I've studied the scientific biology of it so much that literally when people start telling me things, I just get excited about, okay, well, this synapse is over here, and this, you know, neuron is wrong over here. And we just got to get, and they just look at me like, what? I'm like, okay.
It is what back. I keep trying to tell people is that foundationally, when you're raising kids, when you're going on a diet, when you're anything that's going on in your life, foundationally starts off the same. As a black person or an Asian person, you know, people having weight issues, you know what? Foundationally, it all starts off the same way. You know, if it doesn't, then we've had education wrong for eons. Right?
Well, that's a whole different show.
Yes.
Education. But yeah, you know, and I will tell you, and for people listening, I'm not discounting the fact that the way we grew up and cultures are very different. That plays a factor. But, you know, I can honestly tell you growing up an extremely poor, under the line of poverty, little girl having to take two public buses to school at age 10 and not eating some nights, and I'm not making that up. We didn't have the money. And I faced discrimination too. And, you know, when affirmative action was in, I couldn't go to college. So.
You know what's really funny? It's interesting, and we're going to go for a break. But we'll talk about this a little bit. Like, I love to talk about my white privilege on a regular basis because I don't know what that means. I don't get it. Joe Messina, your host. She'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Dr. B's not going anywhere. She's going to be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back. Listen, Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Not hard to... I mean, come on. 855-REAL-JOE. How much easier can I make it? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. And I want your email. I need your email address. Really, seriously, it helps me a lot. But, really, I want to get back to the conversation because we're having a great conversation with Dr. B. And Dr. Bridget, where can people get more information about you? And I know you write pieces up there and people get information on how to deal with some of the stuff they're going through right now.
Yeah, you can still go to TrinityLifeSolutions.com soon. I will have my new website up, cool. DiagnoseAmerica.com, but it's not quite up yet, but soon. They're working hard on it.
And we're working on some other surprises for people, so just be patient. You know, a lot of good stuff coming down the road. And again, you know, back to the question I was asking you before, you know, when people get stuck, I think you and I have talked about this a long time ago, but people... In my world, my little Italian world in Boston, there are still people living in the neighborhood I grew up in because they have this mindset that this is where they belong. This is just what it is. This is where they'll always be. You know, and it was instilled in them when they were young. And It's almost, I don't want to say it's a sickness, because I don't mean it the way it sounds. But it is almost like a sickness, because they can't get out of there, because they believe that's where it is. I believe that that has happened to the black community to a big degree, and other communities as well. You'll never be worth anything.
Yeah.
You know, you're black. The white guy doesn't like you. You're just stuck there. Deal with it. It's so wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's you know, what we're teaching our children are kind of the following things. You know, I've been thinking about, what are we teaching the next generation, right, from all of this that's going on? And it's not good. We're teaching them to not appreciate how God made us.
Right.
To not appreciate how God, whatever you look like, burn victims, people with cancer, people with disabilities, people with different color skin, we are teaching them the opposite. God made us this way. We need to embrace it. And that's one thing that really ticks me off as a Christian and as a mother raising children. We're teaching them that bowing down to someone is okay instead of the Lord God, without even knowing what it's about, that this will become black supremacy. Whoever we're bowing down to, that's our supreme person, our idol at the moment. I think also what we're teaching our children is to discount the huge political strides we've made in this nation. What have we done? Why did President Lincoln even exist then? Why did did Martin Luther King Jr.? I mean, I have not heard any talk of that, because this is nothing that either of those people were about. And this is what we're teaching our children. We're erasing history.
Well,
we can't erase it, but you know what I mean? The memory of it. And it's sad to me.
But how did you... All right, you came out of a poor situation. I came out of a poor situation.
Very.
I love telling people,
you
know, go look up the north end of Boston in the 70s. It was only doubled by Bangladesh when it came to how many people were living there and how they were living, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I sit there and I say, at some point in time, you have to make a decision that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get out of those situations. And it may be harder for the black community, but we probably could go, I could probably have black people on all week long talking about how they got out and others decided to stay, right?
Absolutely. It is a mentality. And I grew up in Long Beach, California, and my mother worked in downtown Long Beach. She changed Snoop Dogg's diapers, Calvin Brodus. She changed his diapers and all of his cousins, because they were all in her daycare. So, I mean, they all braided my hair, you know, they all, you know, like the, you know, like Bo Derek when that was in stuff. There was no issue with what anybody looked like. We all just hung out. But I will tell you, yes, my mom worked her butt off as a single mom, a divorced mom, because my dad was a complete idiot, decided he wanted to hit her. So she got me out of that. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mom. And we just made it work. I mean, my mom taught me that God was going to take care of us, and we cannot have this mentality of we need to rely on anybody. So she never took a dime from the government, and God helped us out, and she worked two jobs and went to school and got her bachelor's and got her master's degree.
Wow.
Then I did the same. She put me through a private Christian school by working there part-time and then full-time. And then I remember her saying, yay, you're going to apply for financial aid and go to college now. And I did, and they rejected me because of affirmative action. And so did I get bummed? No. I had a joyful
spirit. You didn't start a movement? Right?
I didn't. Yes, I went in the streets. I threw rocks through cars. No. I got a job, and my mom got another job, and I started at the city college level, went to the state college level, then went to the university, and ended up with a doctorate, and just worked my butt off, because I think hard work is its own reward. That's just how I was taught. So we're teaching the opposite to our kids right now, and the last thing that we're teaching that really breaks my heart is we are teaching them that the media should dictate our morality and value system. It's exactly what they're doing. We need to turn the TV off and talk to our kids and get their nose in the Bible.
They want immoral people teaching your kids how to be moral. Don't you love when Hollywood comes out talking about morality and the right things to do? The Me Too movement that really was never a Me Too movement. The pedophilia capital of the world telling us about moral character. I love it.
It's sick. It's just depravity. It really is.
So, yeah, there are sick people.
It really is. I mean, it's not even, it's not even like don't listen to them. It's like you guys should worry about them. I mean, it's sick. All of these, you know, public service announcements and, you know, it just, it heated me when they were doing all this mental health service announcements. I mean, you're an actor. You play a fake person.
You can't even
be comfortable in your own skin.
You've got to use my line. You lie for a living.
Yes, seriously.
You play pretend all of your adult life.
And you want to tell us how to raise our kids and how to understand mental health.
Wow.
I just, wow.
So if you got people listening right now and they're sitting there and they're thoroughly confused by this, they know that, and we all know, all right, the black community has had it bad for decades. We got, I don't want to discount them, all right? However, they have made great strides. We have made great strides in trying to make life better for all people that are affected by this kind of thing. You're sitting there. I won't say you're depressed, but you're really having a hard time dealing with this in your head. Any suggestion on mental exercises, things to read or do, so that you're not sitting there trying to figure out how guilty you should be?
You know, it's really simple, and this one thing will tell you.
It ain't your fault. There you go. Spend me the $200. We'll be fine. Go ahead.
Unplug. Unplug.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Unplug from... Mm-hmm. Everything. That will finally calm your brain. Our brain takes 90 days to regenerate, and so you've got for 90 days, 3 months, we've got to limit what we look at and what we read, and instead of, we need to journal, and we need to find an inspiring book or a person to listen to or the Word of God or worship music, and we just need to get outside and do something else. And within 90 days, your depression has a large chance of just disappearing, anxiety as well.
Yes, really?
Breathe in for four, breathe out for four, and just unplug. You got to unplug.
Yeah, you know what? And people are sitting around. You know, it's really funny. I was reading these things on Facebook, and people are sitting around. They're gaining weight. They're getting depressed. And you're sitting there, and I'm reading their little story here. And don't get me wrong. I mean, you look at before Corona. And they were out, and for some odd reason, I had to see pictures of their little pretty toenails all the time and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? They were out, and they were doing things.
Yeah.
And now they're home with Corona. They're complaining they've gained weight, right? That they you know, can't go anywhere or do anything. And they've been binge-watching these shows that do nothing but show other people that have millions and gazillions of dollars in doing so. And I'm saying, what are you doing? You're doing this to yourself. Get away from the TV set. Go outside and...
Yeah.
Smell God's fresh air or something.
Yes. Well, addiction, you know, comes in many forms, and I'm pretty sure that we're going to see a huge increase in social media, you know, addiction, electronic addiction. And how you can know that is if you are thinking about it. When you turn it off, do you get jittery? Are you really wondering what's going on in the news? Are you having FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. These are signs of media addiction. And so...
Wow.
What you need to do is the opposite. It's no joke. And once you open and turn on that gene to addiction, even if it's social media, you now are open to other addictions, you know, whether it be drugs or smoking or vaping or drinking. So people need to get out 15 minutes a day minimum, and that will help your brain.
People
refocus.
Don't believe it. People don't believe.
I know.
Right? That it's
there.
God bless.
That's where I make my money. I don't know how to tell you. You want to pay me $200 an hour? That's your choice.
Whoa.
I'd rather you go to the sun, get in the sun for 15 minutes.
Yep.
I'm not discounting. There are people with real mental health issues.
Sure.
That,
no, look at
it. That really need it. But.
I always joke, if you have the disease I have, which is hand and mouth, okay, that's different because I keep gaining weight from that. It's different than somebody has a physical issue. So I never make fun of them. I only make fun of people like me. Really quick, where can people find you?
TrinityLifeSolutions.com or on my Facebook, Diagnosing America.
Cool. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming. You got me for the next hour. We'll be back in a bit.